Even in the closest of relationships, there can be differences, misunderstandings, lies, betrayals large and small, secrets that divide us and protect us like walls. In Sam Shepard's disturbingly off-kilter 1984 drama Fool for Love, running through June 3rd at the Main Stage West Theater in Sebastopol before moving to Santa Rosa's Imaginist Theater Collective for two more weeks, the metaphor of walls is amplified, literally, by placing microphones inside the reverberating walls of the set. It's typical of Shepard, a theater world legend, as infamous for his oddball, in-your-face, mythical, mystical view of the American West, as for the challenges his plays always present to any company brave enough to mount one of his shows. In Fool for Love, Shepard not only calls upon the producers to turn the motel room set into a living, three-walled character, the microphones heightening the sound of every angry door slam, every bash and crash of actors bouncing into the boom-booming, ringing, singing walls. He also asked producers to accomplish some other tricky bits of Shepardian stagecraft, including the suggestion of a car crash outside the motel room window and an exploding horse trailer and raging vehicle fire just off stage. Kudos to director Beth Craven, set designer David Lear, and sound designer Doug Faxon for pulling it all off on the tiny Main Stage West stage. Of course, Sam Shepard, an acquired taste to be sure, is interested in more than just posing problems for producers. From his early days as a New York playwright writing inexplicable avant-garde one-acts, Shepard has been obsessed with telling the true stories that hide beneath the other stories we tell each other and ourselves. There is such a story at the heart of Fool for Love, and it's a whopper. Within that dingy motel room at the edge of a California desert, the tequila-swilling rodeo stuntman Eddie, played with furiously twisted confidence by Brent Lindsay, attempts to derail the budding romance between his wounded ex-lover May, played with graceful pain by Amy Pinto, and her gently baffled would-be boyfriend Martin, played deftly by Keith Baker. Eddie, twirling a rope and lassoing bedposts as he prowls the stage, begins to tell the story of how he came to know Amy and the dark secrets that separate them and still keep calling them back together. Throughout the relentless 85-minute one-act, Eddie is prompted and provoked by the ghostly onstage presence of the old man, a scary, mostly silent watcher sitting in a rocking chair. Played by John Craven, the old man's age-old connection to Eddie gradually makes itself known, as the fierce but shattered May eventually picks up the thread of the story herself, adding a few surprising details that even the dead guy in the rocking chair didn't know. One doesn't really enjoy a play like Fool for Love so much as one surrenders to it, giving into the playwright's eerily mesmerizing intensity. Fool for Love's passive-aggressive tale of damaged lovers, damaged sons, damaged daughters, and damaged everybody veers in and out of some truly uncomfortable material, and somehow it remains frequently funny, a testament to the superb acting of the entire cast. Though defying typical theatrical plot structures, Fool for Love works as a kind of extreme acting exercise, a tightrope act of commitment and dramatic honesty. Fool for Love runs through June 3rd at Main Stage West in Sebastopol, then moves to the Imaginist in Santa Rosa June 6th through 17. Visit mainstagewest.com and theimaginist.org for more information. I'm David Templeton, Second Row Center for KRCB.